Welcome to Season 9, Episode 10 of Swimming with a Fish. I am Crutch. It is a lovely day. It is a not-so-lovely day. We'll talk all about it today. And I'm going to be talking about it with the two best guys I could possibly be talking about it with, the Chief and the Goon. Chief, how are things in Texas?
It is nice out here, but it was nice enough I decided to do yard work, and now my body is sore.
Well, you know, you got to get that farmer bod.
Working on it.
Goon, a man of amazing physique. How are you, sir?
I don't know that that's a true statement. My physique seems to be breaking down in the last day or so.
Well, are you okay?
Well, yesterday I was enjoying a free cookie from God's Chicken.
You have cookies?
They do. The cookie captured a portion of my crown.
Oh.
Took it hostage?
Yes, it did. As a matter of fact, I got it back, and now it's sitting in a little plastic bag waiting to go see the dentist tomorrow.
Oh.
A whole prospect of which I'm just not happy about.
So, yeah. It's in a bag. Is it in any fluid in the bag?
Was this a real crown, or was it an applied crown?
This was a dental device that was placed in my mouth.
Okay.
It came loose for whatever.
Because unfortunately, you know, dentists don't have enough words, and they call the top of your tooth a crown, and they also call the thing they put on the top of your tooth a crown.
It was the thing that they put on the top of my tooth.
All right. Hence his question of putting it in a liquid, because if it was yours, you'd want to keep that thing, you know, moist and anaerobic.
No, right. No, this is, I imagine they'll have to create a new one and charge me for it. So
there's a, I don't know if you gentlemen are aware, there was a video of a, I don't know if the man was insane, but he was doing things an insane person would do. And of course, it was being filmed. And when you see an insane person doing insane things, what would you shout if you knew it was being recorded?
Farfignan.
Why would you select those words?
Because it'd be memorable? I don't know.
They're forcing me to do this.
All right. So, neither
are we talking about Wendy Williams?
I'm not talking about Wendy Williams.
Okay. Because that's a whole other story.
No, this is a person doing things, and then you just hear a woman out of nowhere say, "He needs some milk."
Oh my.
And to this day, so this is whenever I hear something like that, that's why I was asking, because if that was the case, then I was going to share said video and make everyone's day.
You certainly may.
Yeah, absolutely.
While you're getting ready for
notes, because that's what I do.
I just read the full quote from A Tale of Two Cities that Crutch started with, and I think it describes both of our days today almost perfectly, Crutch.
Really?
You ready?
Absolutely.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epic of belief. It was the epic of incredulity. It was the season of light. It was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair.
Wow. That guy
pretty much describes oh man, that's a best opening of a book maybe ever. But it sort of
say that we're done, you know. How was it? How was your day? Let me tell you.
Here, just read this.
Hot diggity dog. That's impressive.
So what? And now poetry with Swimming with the Fish.
Hey, we can be fancy. We can use fancy words.
Who authorized that?
What, fancy words?
Yeah.
I don't need no stinking authorization.
Okay. This video may be, it starts off with a bang, doesn't it? It sure does.
That's not fair. I can't watch it, otherwise everyone will hear it.
Yeah, well, people might need the...
He needs the milk, okay?
So that is... Thank you, Chief. My day is better now.
It's already in the show notes, folks. Trust me. It's literally be listed under He Needs Some Milk. Just click on the link.
This is what happens. Like, obviously that man also had a gun on stick and cook. His throat was dry and he was acting out. Because
I'll tell you what, might have said golly a few times last night when I heard a cracking noise when there should not have been a cracking noise.
So I'm just wondering, was this a really bad cookie or was this a really old crown or?
No to both of those. The cookie was delicious. The crown was just put in early December.
Wow.
Or late November. I don't quite recall which, but in the fall, basically.
They certainly have a different idea of lifetime.
At least I hope it's the tooth with the crown, because if it's another tooth, tomorrow's going to be really unpleasant.
I think you should just get gold. Just get gold rims around the whole thing.
You may feel, you know, because the dentist will say, you may feel a slight discomfort. That's never a good thing to hear.
It'll mostly be in your wallet.
No, it won't, unfortunately.
That was me. I have a lovely smile now. I'll be honest with you. The rest of the face is a horror show, but the smile is great. But I paid for it. Yeah. Don't do what I did.
So, I hear there's a senator who's doing that, paying for it. Mm. At least that's what it sounds like.
Well, I don't think he's getting divorced. He was married for quite a few years. And I'm going to have to get his name up here again. I can never remember him. He's so unmemorable. There he is, Chris Murphy, yeah. Apparently, Chris Murphy decided to throw his marriage away, and he's now shacking up with some syphilitic trollop who runs a media site who looks, at least from the picture, like she could probably be his granddaughter. But hey, you know, it's not like, you know, marriage vows matter anymore.
Thank you. I don't have to use the mute button very often.
Did you mute?
Now, the thing is, where is he from, Goon?
He's from Connecticut.
Yes.
He was not my senator when I was there. My senators were Lowell Weicker, a Republican.
Wow, that's old.
And a Democrat who's probably no better, Chris Dodd. It is alleged that he and Senator Kennedy used to go out and share waitresses, shall we say.
Oh, yeah, I heard about the waitress sandwich, yeah, and now I have bagels.
You can't ever get rid of that once you've thought about it, yeah.
At least he wasn't driving them around.
Why is it... Oh, ouch. Why is it we can't respect our marriage vows? I honestly, I don't understand. You know, Dolly Parton's husband passed this past week, I think, or perhaps the week before, but recently.
Mm-hmm.
And they were married for, what, 60-some years?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Hurricane and I have been married a long time, but ain't no 60 years.
You've only been alive for so long.
Well, that's true.
If you had been married for 60-some years, you know, the couple child laws may have been violated.
My parents made it to 66. And that was a till death do they part. So,
yeah, 55 years of marriage. I just looked it up.
You looked it up or had to do the math?
No. I looked up Dolly Parton's marriage. I know how long I've been married.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Even if Goon was married 55 years, once again, laws were skirted.
Indeed. Indeed.
Where
did you meet Hurricane Goon? Oh, she met me getting off the elementary school bus.
How much younger is the hurricane?
Than me?
Yeah.
Not at all.
The way around.
No, that's right. She's older than you.
Yes.
By how much?
2.5 years.
Okay. Let's see. I know how old I am. I know how old you are. And now know how old Hurricane is. So here's my guess. Who's 5? Yeah, yes, too young. Okay.
Cannot believe you did the math. Dolly Parton was married in 1966. I was married in
1983. Mm-hmm. 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 You know, if you just make it to 2040 something, you know.
If I keep my mouth closed and behave, she might let me live.
And avoid plates and wrenches. Yeah.
Last week was not one of my finer moments during the prepper emergency that we had.
Oh.
Which I believe we talked about the water being outlawed.
Yeah, you talked about the water.
Right? Yeah. And we talked about how wonderful I was and explaining to her that she wasn't following the rules. I sounded like a German.
You are not following the rules.
You have rules for a reason.
I have explained them to you at least twice.
Do not make the repeats of those three at a time.
Right now, Mrs. Browning is going, why does he always sound like a Nazi when he does a German accent? Because it's Major Hochstetter. He's my favorite German accent.
Hurricane, what are you doing here? Follow the rules.
You're not.
Stop, I'm not interested in your excuses.
Not stereotyping at all.
That's not
at all. No, not a bit. Not a bit, but it was not my finest moment. That could have been a conversation that ended with a bang, if you know what I mean.
Frying pan.
I was thinking pistol, you know, I mean, you have those, so.
They have 9mm frying pans.
I have managed to keep my pistol unloaded. So, hers is a 22, so maybe I can jink out of the way.
So that sound would be a walk? What?
I've seen it. There's in Scary Movie, the man, got a shovel and a round came out.
Oh, I'm going to have to find that clip now.
Well, terrific. A terrific movie.
It is. So what we all might have next week off. Well, I'm sorry. There's an interesting question. If the government is shut down, are your goings on hither and yon curtailed as well, Mr. Chief?
Nope.
So the folks you're meeting with will still be there?
Yep.
Got it.
And very awfully.
That's not bad. Maybe that's where I need to go. I'm going to go enlist.
Hey, look.
I want to see you at the boot camp. They'll be crying.
They'll be crying?
No, you'll be crying. They'll just be laughing and making you do more. Be telling you there's no crying in the military.
What are you talking about? Maybe now, but there has been crying for quite a while.
Yeah, well, we got this. We got Secretary Hegseth taking care of that.
Things have changed. everywhere you look, things have changed. One thing that me and my compatriots are looking at is the fact that HUD just lost $1 billion in grants and projects. And
when you say lost, that they've lost the ability to spend it, or they can't find it?
Oh no, they know where it isn't. It's not with them. That's it.
Okay. And see this, not yours.
What's the guy deal with? What is going on over at USAID, by the way, with the shredding? Who's doing the shredding? Who authorized the shredding? Because I've had people on both sides of the aisle say, you know, the other guys are doing the shredding.
Why are we shredding?
I can tell you that not only do I not know, but USAID shouldn't exist. And if they get rid of everything, they will have no idea who they're supposed to pay. So that makes it lean towards one person. But on the other side, by shredding everything, you won't know where stuff went to in the past. So that would lead it to the other person. So I bet it's that mutually accepted destruction where they're like, all right, we're going to do this. And the other group says, yeah, we're cool with that, because nobody wants what's coming.
So it's things are so bad there that neither side wants the information to get out.
That's the way I've.
Right. And of course, it'll take Congress to actually get rid of the organization.
Right. That's what they're trying. See, I mean, even CPF is all over.
CPF is very happy about this whole process.
You know, it's just not the same with just Stitch. Well, Wendy just looks at him.
Oh,
she just kind of looks at him trying to figure out what he's doing.
Cause that's all Stitch.
Yeah.
So Doug would add to that or temper it?
Yeah. Doug would be the deeper, scarier voice.
Oh, okay. Right now you have a mad tenor and you kind of lost your bass upper fundo.
Yes, it's exactly right. Stitch is definitely the tenor, including when he gets really excited howling. Every time I come home, he howls. I don't know if that's joy or terror.
Well, the joy is that you can take it however you want. So,
well, I mean, he must like me. He sleeps on the bed.
Or in like a bed.
Yeah, it could just be his bed and you happen to be, you know, occupying it.
He's allowing me to be there. You know, you really could be right about that.
That would make him part cat.
No, Show Cat has her own bed downstairs.
No, I mean attitude-wise.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know where she went. She came in here during the pre-show and then she kind of stalked out.
I think it was all the talk about adultery.
It upset her?
Probably.
You know, there is a video that,
of course there is.
That I think exemplifies Goon's house.
This show is going to be chock full of links, kids. Please come to the show notes.
This
guy was a Pisces.
The dog who ate shale food. Well, I mean, Goon can see it. I have to describe it for Crutch.
Oh, my God.
And he sees that, you know, he's being recorded, and he does not want the evidence. And then one who is in leagues with Showcat is like, there's no stealing in this house, and turns the camera back.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's my house. Yeah. No doubt.
Yes.
So that's exactly what would happen.
When the animals do not get along, there's always a snitch. And
the only difference is in State Lagoon Manor, we would have Wendy just watching. Hey, what's going on?
Well, it's more fun that way. See, that's why people think, oh, the kids are gone, you're an empty nester. No, there's always
There's always children in the house. So we want to do a political analysis, gentlemen?
Sure. Of what?
You going to have a shutdown?
I don't know. I mean, the news about Upchuck kind of surprised me.
Well, let's get there. So we started off the week where Speaker Johnson got a bill put together that is fairly clean. That's how he's described it. And I think that seems pretty reasonable.
It's 99 pages long, and it is literally, we're just going to do the things you all agreed would be okay to do back in December again. It's about as clean as it gets. Well, Democrats have already voted for this bill. It's the exact same bill they voted for in December.
It's continuing what we voted on in December, which is, you know, it's funny that the media says, well, it's a slight decrease in funding. Now, the funding was already decreased in December. It's no decrease from that. It's a decrease from what you had last year, but...
Mm-hmm.
And he got that passed through the House with only one Republican voting against. Some guy from Kentucky.
Massey.
Yeah. So, I mean, Massey had a point, though. He said, we're supposed to be cutting stuff, and we're not. I understand that we have to do the keep the government open. But then he said, but do we really? So,
here's the thing. Yes, really we do. If you want the win, this is the best we can get at this time. Politics is all about compromise. It's nice to be standing on your principles like that. This really is the time for you to show some solidarity with your party. I'm with the president on this one. He needs to be primaried.
Massey, good luck. Massey's spouse died, and he still showed up. Massey has backed every last thing that was in regards to cuts, America First type stuff, and overall sanity. But much like Ron Paul, he's like, you promised this, I'm just holding you to your word.
Well, which brings me to the Senate, where the other Kentuckians, Crazy Ron's son.
Ran.
Yeah, Crazy Ran, that's him. You know, well, I'm voting against it. Well, that's all right, though. We don't really care about him because Fetterman had said he'd vote for it. So that was kind of canceled out. But again, you know, if we want to win, sometimes we have to compromise. That's what politics is. And if you don't like that, then don't be a politician. Mm-hmm. Even though you're being consistent. Fine. I didn't realize that Congressman Massey he just lost his wife too, didn't he?
Last year,
cancer, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Look, I get it. I don't really agree with it.
But
I would probably have sucked it up and voted with the party.
Why? So again, that's party loyalty versus principles and what but in his constituency, he said, hey, vote for me if you want X, Y, and Z. They said they wanted X, Y, and Z. So regardless of party, he's actually doing, you know, what is the House of Representatives supposed to do? Represent the people. If he says, I'm going to do this, you know, it's much like the person that said, hey man, I'm going to show up in a chicken suit if you vote me in there. They would expect the chicken suit.
What we would say.
Yeah, I mean, Crutch. Let's play in the thing. When Crutch exclamation point was going for the Senate, what did he state? He would have a camera and you would have to identify that you live there. And if not, then you weren't talking. I mean, I doubt party affiliation would have anything to do with that.
Yep, right? There would have been a camera.
Probably so. I thought that the bill will probably pass the Senate, but not because of the way things are shaping up. I thought it was going to be, there are, Democrats, because we need 60 votes. So even if all the Republicans, including Rand Paul, vote yes, we still need 7 votes.
Because to move forward, you only need 51 to pass it.
Right, 60 votes to get past cloture.
Which is the filibuster, am I right?
Which ends discussion. Right.
Okay.
But here's my thing. It's, you know, and this is where things have gotten a little weird. I do like the fact that Senator Thune, the new Senate Majority Leader, is moving forward. He says, no, we're going to vote to end cloture on Friday. He says, because normally it's back and forth conversations where the Democrats say, well, we're not going to vote for it. And he's like, fine, then put your name next to no so that everyone knows you voted against this. He's going to make them actually vote. Because normally there's a lot of back and forth until, you know, some decisions are made. You know, there's the threat of the filibuster. And no, he's going to say no. Go ahead and vote no. And then we'll discuss it some more, because that's basically what happens. And then we'll have another vote. And I'll make you vote no again. And I'm like, good. I want to see it. Let's see it as it works. Is it, you know, I'm tired of them hiding the making of the sausage. We're going to have to watch it this time.
Yeah, well, I mean, you guys said you were for all of the federal workers and you don't like what DOGE is doing, but you're more than willing to get them all shut down.
Yeah, how is we helping all the federal workers if you're not allowing the ones?
What do you think they're going to remember next election time? So I figured there would be enough Democrats to go ahead and push it over the top, because, you know, maybe they're in districts that are a little close, stuff like that. It'd be the same way if it was on the other side. There would be Republicans who would go over and do it, and Mitt Romney, right? Because this is...
But Mitt Romney's not there anymore, is he?
I know he's not there anymore, but he was the best example of somebody who would just do it that I could think of.
He really did fall off the face of the earth, didn't he?
Good.
Yeah, no complaints. I'm just saying.
Good. He can go back to making AMC cars for all I care.
Wow. Is that what he did?
His dad was the chairman of AMC. I think it was his dad. I don't think it was him.
Yeah.
If I'm wrong, former senator, you can call and complain to me.
Yeah, he looks like a trust fund baby, doesn't he?
You're a nice Mormon man, so you won't swear at me. And much like the chief, you will castigate me if I do.
Well, yeah.
And you'd be right.
H-E double hockey sticks.
You'd be right for the first time in your Senate career.
I believe there was a... Our old
broken clock is right twice a day, so yeah.
Well, it depends on how broken it is. A stopped clock is, but a broken clock can be wrong forever.
Oh, that's true.
I never understood. But then again, I... because I nitpick the way I do... makes people go, why won't this man shut up?
Words that the goon and crutch will never say to the chief. Because we miss you.
We do miss you. I was thinking if it was an extended shutdown, maybe we would drive down and see you.
Wow, that shutdown would have to be ginormous.
Yes.
Can you see the two of us trying to get to your domicile there in the paradise that is the Republic of Texas? First of all, it would take a long time because we'd stop at every stinking Buc-ee's we saw.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm buying a ticket tomorrow and I'm getting on my knees and I may just stay there until they bleed and pray to the good Lord that we win so that I don't have to worry about Monday. Just, you know, it becomes somebody else's problem.
Yeah. And we have to drive because we're not flying Southwest.
Yeah.
There's no reason.
Southwest is dead to us.
They're going to be dead to everybody. I don't see how they survive.
Let's take everything that was good about it and then remove it.
It's just that bags no longer fly free, right?
No, you have to pick your seat now too.
You have to pick your seat now too. It's no longer the old boarding style.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, that's in May. It hasn't hit yet.
It's either March 30th or May 30th. I don't recall which.
Okay, yeah, but dude, even so, that's 2 months away at best.
And again, the two reasons I would, there are three reasons I would fly Southwest. They were generally cheaper airfare. not always a lot, but in general, a little. I wouldn't have to pay for my bags, and I didn't have to do all that seat nonsense. Oh, you had the little people rodeo, and I learned a new term for the people who line up before they're supposed to at the gate.
Oh, what are they?
Gate lice.
Oh, is that okay? I didn't know what that.
Gate lice.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Now, when you say before, you mean like the B people lining up in the A lines?
Or you would just, they wouldn't line up in the wrong line. They would just get up and line up before they were supposed to. And if they happened to get in and nobody noticed, that was fine with them. So they didn't even use their charisma.
That does not happen, Southwood. When I was there and just to set the record straight.
Mm-hmm.
March 11th is when bags no longer fly free, but it is not until next year that the assigned seating take belt.
Really?
Okay.
I thought it was 2026.
All right.
Yeah. So the big thing that just, you know, twisted the knife for people is the bags no longer fly free, where they said a premium seating second half of 2025 and the expected operation of assigned seating in 2026.
Right. You can still have your bags fly free if you're one of their super duper Southwest frequent flyer people. I don't remember what the word is called.
There's got to be a name for that, Goon.
Southwest Sycophants?
Hey, look.
Southwest. What?
If/when all this stuff happens, what is left? You being the flight aficionado you are, Goon. If it's Boeing, you're not going. If it's Southwest, you're not flying it. So, you know, if it's United, you get to test out your TKD skills.
United, at least I can protect myself because I can just, you know.
Oh, it's called Rapid Rewards.
Give them a little boot to the head and they sit down in their seats, strap them in, and they're quiet the rest of the flight.
So Rapid Rewards, I'm a Rapid Rewards person just because I fly a lot now. And I was like,
Are you in the upper tier?
But I don't know what I am besides the fact that I have a number and yep, it says
I've got a number too.
I have hundreds of thousands of points that I don't know how to use.
Oh, dude, it's real easy. When you bring up the web page to pick a flight, on the right hand side where it shows money, there's a little pull tab where you can change it to points and it'll show you how much that flight is in points.
Yep.
All right. Well, since I get reimbursed,
you can buy tickets for your friends too, just saying.
Hey.
That was subtle as a sledgehammer.
That happens and Musk decides that your organization no longer needs to exist in its current form.
I hear he was in town recently. I mean,
I hear that too.
Yeah, more like yesterday.
Well, yeah.
Could be. Could say.
Could say.
It was. We didn't know he was in town because he came in one of those nice, quiet Teslas, probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a now. It's funny because the amount of people that were stating that they were environmentally conscious are now being attacked by the same people that they were trying to appease in the first place, and they can't even return their vehicles without being harassed. It is wild times. Is what it is.
That's true. Hey, I hear we lost Rosie O'Donnell, that she actually moved out of the country.
I wouldn't call it a loss.
Good for her, say I.
You know what?
My grudge, you kept your word.
The worst part of Trump is talking to the Irish prime minister.
Yes.
And he happened to mention, you know, how did you let her in? He's like, who's Rosie O'Donnell? He didn't have a
frigging clue who she was.
I heard the president say, well, she's terrible.
Exactly. Oh, yes. Rosie has left us. Not permanently, you know.
Well, I hope she stays out of the country permanently. She's applying for her Irish citizenship. I think they should give it to her.
I'm sorry, I'm in shuffling off the mortal coil.
No, that she's not going to do. I'm sure she's fine and healthy. But I mean, what about the other guys who were going to leave? What's up with them?
Well, they all still...
You know, that girl, she put her money where her mouth is.
Yeah.
And, you know, how about you, Alec Baldwin?
That's right. They didn't move to like Rome, New York, or, you know, that kind of thing. So
come on, Alec, it's time for you to go. Bang, bang. Let's make it happen.
It all depends on when they release the biddy list. That will probably speed up people's travel plan.
There will be such a rush of private jets to runways.
Oh.
The carbon footprint of the United States will literally be affected.
Some say that that's why Rosie left. I don't know.
Mm. And they say that about Ellen DeGenerate and some other folks. So
yeah, didn't she move back because her house got flooded out in England?
No. The rumor was that she moved back. The truth is she sold another $5 million property, but she did not stay. So she's still not in the country.
Oh, well, okay. It's fine for her to come back and visit and sell some more property. Bye now.
They wondered how she got $5 million. And then they looked and the property, it should have been like 30, but due to fire and, you know, general destruction of the area, things are not worth what they used to be.
It's amazing. It's amazing how a good coat of fire will reduce the value of your property.
A good coat of fire?
Just saying.
I'll be starting a fire tomorrow.
No, I like your house.
Well, I mean, I'm glad you like it, but it's not going to stop the fire.
You're not burning the house anyway.
We're burning some more brush?
Yeah. There's a lot of brush that... And I
want you to be careful and don't open another portal.
You know, this time I'm going to see if I can signal the relatives out in Montana.
With a wet blanket, the whole bit?
Nice. You know?
I'm liking it. Do you have to do a dance or just do the smoke signals?
Well, you know, if I did that, people have driven up the driveway just to talk. And
see, you're being accepted already. Good for you.
And the last guy to do it was a like Vietnam or Korean War vet.
Oh, cool.
And he was missing an eye and an ear.
Awesome.
And he was talking like he knew me. Like, sir, this is...
Might have even thought he did.
Yeah, I was like, I don't forget faces, and I definitely don't forget, you know, altered faces. So I know that we have never spoken with each other. But it didn't matter. And he was a nice guy. And he was telling me to watch out for unscrupulous folks, which was funny. He said the people that I was talking to wondered if I knew him or not. And they were like, sir, what brought you here? And he was like, I just wanted to see what was going on. Because this was when I was getting my will. They just heard this big clanging as they were drilling down into where the water, what cistern was.
Uh-huh.
We got our report back, and there's no parasites, but there's tons of iron, copper, and other heavy metals.
You should mine.
You should sell that to the Ukrainians.
But not only do they not have money, but, you know, This is the problem with having, I don't know how Crutchling is doing, because I know that he has a special day coming up soon.
Yeah. Yep.
So. Yes, he does. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to my son. He is going to be 21. Fully adult. Still can't rent a car, but hey, you know.
Tell him when I see him, I'd be happy to buy him a drink.
Does he drink?
Of all the worries I have in the universe, him getting drunk is not even on the list.
So I didn't say I'd get him drunk. I said I'd buy him a drink.
That would get him drunk.
Okay, well, if he doesn't drink, I'll buy him a non-alcoholic drink.
There you go. O'Doul's.
So, oh, I like him. So, wait, we're not going to do that.
It's not bad.
Has Mrs. Crutch have had the talk of I want grandkids yet?
We would have to get into a dating pool before there could be grandkids.
Well,
arrange the marriage.
Yeah, we were speaking about Ukraine, and that's why I was going down this route, because my wife...
I have someone lined up for my son?
My wife has stated that there are lots of people looking right now,
mm-hmm.
And she's like, I want grandkids, and my kids aren't pulling their weight. And I said, hey, you should have at least one more year, because actually, my oldest Ogryn is the age that I met my wife at, and I think that's what's giving her heartburn.
Because he's not as swarthy with the women as dad was.
Oh no, because I wasn't. But the whole point is, she's like, he's like you, except he doesn't like I came from a big family, so I wanted a family. He came from a small family, and I don't think he cares about family.
That's a generational thing, though.
I wanted a big family, but it just didn't work out that way.
Yep. I mean, there's what we want, and then there's what we are dealt, right?
Yeah. And I don't know how suave I was.
Well,
I guess we could find a couple old girlfriends and ask them.
I don't think you're going to do that.
Well, apparently apparently, of the three of us, I'm the trollop.
Really? Yeah. Who would have thought?
Thank you. Yeah, I would have known. I never went through that ick girl stage. I had a girlfriend in first grade. She turned out to be a psycho, but yeah. No kidding.
Dating in first grade, I guess.
Well, I mean, you know, we ate lunch together. We played out on the swings together, you know. You didn't go to school? Well, you did go to school. I remember the school you went to. Yeah, let's not talk about that.
Right.
The beatings will continue until you learn the lesson. And then maybe a little after, too.
Yeah, I went to multiple schools, but yeah. that was no fun.
Yeah.
His school's motto was, the beatings will continue.
Yeah, they didn't care about morale. But, you know, it taught me why we have suicide bombers, because I can see going through enough of that, you're like, I don't really care anymore.
I just wanted to talk. Oh my gosh. I'm just
taking as many of you with me as I can.
It's sad, but true. That's what I had to deal with. But the thing is, there are plenty of nice traditional folks that have escaped the motherland that are over here and not looking to go back. So there are ways to make that happen.
Got it.
So
well, good luck with that, Grandpa.
It could be arranged. Hey, sir, this is concerning, you know, the Crutchling as well.
Yeah, there you go.
If that was Lady Guy, hey, you know,
hopefully no one's arranging anything for him. We're having enough trouble getting him even excited about a birthday party. This kid is so chill. He's like, it's just a year. I'm like, no, this is a big one.
Yeah, really?
It might be a big one to you, but you gotta think about it.
What better way to say congratulations to adulthood than here's this person who's going to nag you for the rest of your life?
We have a...
You're never going to win another argument, son.
Right. Happy birthday. You get married in 90 days. There you go.
Yeah. But, I mean, that'll be a culture shock. That, who knows what kind of things that would kickstart for you.
It could
You
be.
Never know.
I don't know. And Ukrainian women are lovely.
Yes, they are.
That would be wild. And... You would get to experience, like, today, much like I complain all the time, I had to call immigration. Did you know that if you say that you're a translator, they have to read the script saying you're not allowed to give the answers, you can only say what I repeat to you? And I was like, if I'm translating and I tell you the language I'm translating, you won't know what I say anyway. So, she was dumb, and she says,
"Non oristum, you're honorable."
It's recorded. I said, "That's great." She asked her a question. I said, "I told her what she was asking," and then she gave the answer. And I was like, "I'm just telling you anyway. Why are we going through this middleman stuff, sir? You have to do it because the thing has to come from her." So I would type it out so that she could read it. So it came from her. It was like, this is the silliest thing. And on top of everything else, the government has halted all immigration paperwork, everything,
right,
as we have discussed before. The government has also stated, no, we haven't, and everything is still in motion. I was like,
all it's well.
Both of those can't be true. So,
sure they
so
can, what is, because nobody's in charge.
So I said, your website says this. You say this, the news says this, and there's nothing official from the administration because that's supposed to be coming from the website. And she's like, sir, this is what I can tell you. And so I repeated that back to the in-laws, and they said, thank you. And then as soon as I hung up, they said, this is the refuse from the rear ends of cows, Eunice. So...
Is that a literal translator?
So that's what I got to deal with. It was not fun. Mm. So what would you suggest one do in that situation?
Drink.
Yeah, but I don't drink.
It's difficult to use the charisma over the phone, but
I tried.
You could. Yeah, I'm sure you did. But you're in a difficult situation.
Right.
Any way you can meet him in person and really turn on the charm?
No. They ask,
are we sending a goon down there?
They have rules against that.
Hi. So nice to meet you.
Just show up at the guy's house.
Have you lost weight recently?
I hear you're in charge of my friend's immigration status. Can we have a talk? Sir, you have to leave my bathroom.
Oh, it'd be a shame if we couldn't work this out.
It's a lovely house you have here. If something happened.
Awful shame if something unspecified yet tragic were to happen. How's the wiring?
I get to stay for the record, we are not threatening government officials here.
You had the wiring inspected lately? You should do that. It's a good idea.
Yeah. You never tell when something goes.
Which was another wild thing that happens. So, you know,
were there sparks?
There may be sparks coming. So, you guys know what Angie's List and Home Advisor is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I get a call, and I always get calls that say, you know, like potential spam, but I pick up anyway. And the guy is immediately apologizing. And I was like, Well, that's new. So I want to just hear him out. He says, hi, I'm blank from Angie's, and I'm sorry to be bothering you right now. We have an open case, and I just want to make sure that
your satisfaction was, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I said, okay. And they said, so something happened with your wiring back in January. And I said, it sure did.
Sure did.
And he said, and we sent out this person. And I said, yeah, and they did nothing. And he said, yeah, they're requesting payment. And I said, well, the other person you sent, he also wasn't able to fix it, but at least he told me how I could go about doing it. So I don't have a problem giving him any money because he actually tried. The first person showed up and said, this is more work than what you said it was going to be, and I'm not doing anything, and then left. So he gets nothing. And they said, okay, so...
Willy Wonka.
So, I mean, the guy was... is an hour and a half away, and he thought it was going to obviously going to be quick money that he was going to get for $250 an hour. And I was like, no, you actually have to try. And he didn't. And then what's worse was he said, I'll give you the name of some electricians, and then never did that either. So
great.
So I was more than pleased with just saying, look, you get nothing. Good day, sir, you lose.
That's right.
Outstanding.
Thank you, Willie.
Yep.
All right. Well, we'd like to think that you got more than nothing tonight. And thank you once again for joining us on our foray through so many topics. Goodness, I'm looking at the things we talked about. We were all over the place. That's great. I love it when we do this. But before we go, please stick around just a little while longer, because Goon puts a lot of effort into this work. And we like
to wow you.
He's happy. I'm not lying. A lot of work is not necessarily time.
Fair enough.
Okay. Without further ado, please enjoy our commercials.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by Shutdown Fever, the exciting new game politicians play with the people who keep them in office. First, they say the budget is fine and then threaten to shut down the government because the other guys are in office now and want to use their spending plan. Enjoy our new lightning round where nobody gets paid. That ought to get their attention. And the economy and you. Egg prices are dropping. Stock prices too. Might be time to buy. Inflation decreasing. Tired of winning yet? Watch our new documentary on how to run a country when you're not a doddering old fool. And favoritism are us. DJ drove a Jeep on the White House lawn, and now DJT drives a Tesla on the same lawn. One is supporting the American industry and the other is showing favoritism? Nope, no double standard here. For the record, Mr. Musk, you can deliver a Model X to State Lagoon Manor in Maryland, and I will give you an honest review. Thank you for your support.
Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025. All rights reserved.